Welcome to The Wedding Band Show, the podcast that talks to wedding suppliers and helps you learn what's important to consider when planning your big day. This podcast is brought to you by the Brian McDermott Band.
Hi, and welcome along to another episode of The Wedding Band Show. Hopefully everyone's good this Friday evening, if it is Friday. I do have to check these days. Hopefully everyone's doing well. For obvious reasons, can't do the Wedding Band Show like I used to do in person. So what I'm going to do over the next few weeks is just check in with all the wedding suppliers and see how they're getting on. So if you have any comments, leave them in the comment section, and we'd love if you could share the video as well. And today on the show, we've got Richard McCarthy, photography. So we're going to check in with Richard now. Richard, how are you?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Not too bad. I was just saying, it's hard to know if it's Friday or Saturday these days.
It's Friday?
It is Friday, yeah. It's all rolling into one.
I thought it was Thursday. Okay.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do over the next few weeks is just check in with all the wedding suppliers, see how we're all getting on. So how's things with you?
Still here, still alive, you know.
How's things with you these days?
Good. Busy fool. I'm kind of catching up on admin stuff and chasing up. At the moment, it's kind of album season because the Christmas deadlines are coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. I think November 17th. Yeah. So I'm chasing up previous brides and couples. Just if they want to get an album for Christmas, now's the time to get it.
Do you usually have a rush where people get married during the year and then they want the album for Christmas all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, what's happened over the last couple of years is the album hasn't been a priority for a lot of couples. A lot of my couples now, I only can talk in my experience.
Yeah.
So I don't put pressure on any of my couples to get the album straight away. So I normally try and kind of give them a bit of breathing space. And then when the wedding kind of excitement has settled down, I normally come back to them and say, look, do you want to start talking about albums? And I'm finding most couples want to wait, you know, 6 months, or they want to wait a little while before they order albums. But given that the year we've had, there's not been many weddings kind of over this year. A lot of my kind of brides and couples that I keep saying brides and grooms, grooms and grooms, brides and brides,
couples,
that have gotten married over the last 2019 and 2018. I'm just going back to them, reaching out to anybody who's forgotten about an album, and now's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah. I suppose so. The big question is, how has COVID really affected you during the year in general? What, like, you as photographers, even under the restrictions at the minute, you can still work, can't you? But probably
technically,
but most people have you found most people have moved their wedding, or how's your year
so
been?
Any weddings that I've had for 2020, they've rescheduled. Some haven't. I still have about 7 or 8 weddings still scheduled for year. But later in the year, it's kind of heading towards kind of end of December.
That's about six more than me.
Well, I think it's everybody's waiting to see. So we're all trying to see what's going to be the case in 2 or 3 weeks' time, or, well, in 6 weeks' time now at the moment.
Yeah.
I have one wedding coming up during the restrictions, and they're still going to go ahead. Yeah. So it raises the age-old question of, do you get married with the numbers you have? Or do you get married with kind of, do you wait and see and get the, you know, the 200 or 300 people you normally would have at your wedding, or are you happy to have an intimate wedding with just 25?
Yeah, I suppose. That leads me into, what would your advice be for couples in early 21 at this stage? Looking into your crystal ball.
Into my crystal ball, I'm fairly optimistic. I've been optimistic with this whole thing in that there has to be kind of light at the end of the tunnel. So my gut feeling is that we are very close to a vaccine. If you look at the latest news and you look at the kind of the reports coming out, most of the vaccines that are currently in trial, they're coming to the end of it, and they're looking like they will be approved. So there's 16, I think, vaccines at the moment in trial. Pfizer one, I think, is coming to the end in the next week or two.
Yeah.
So once it gets to that, then the FDA approve it, and hopefully we have a vaccine. So that's the end goal. If that happens in the next month, you're talking another couple of months before it goes into full production, or if we even have. I heard a rumor that it's actually been, if Pfizer.
They have a lot of pre-production done, I think. Yeah, they have.
Yeah, they have a lot of pre-production done. So, and it's been produced. Give us an advantage, but my impression is, or the common sense logic to this is, look, it's not a case of everybody getting the vaccine. It's a case of the most vulnerable getting the vaccine and people who need the vaccine to get the vaccine first.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a case of everybody has to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the way I see it. I don't think it's kind of every single person in the world will have to get this vaccine. I think it'll be more a case of the most vulnerable and the ones that are most affected by it will need the vaccine.
Yeah.
And if that happens, then there wouldn't be as much of a need of restrictions in that case.
Yeah.
So who knows? It'd be treated like with, say, any other kind of disease such as the flu or, you know, pneumonia and things like this, where it can be more serious than those diseases. But the biggest issue they've had up to now was they didn't have a cure for it. So if they have a cure, maybe that'll help us. So hopefully. My gut feeling is by, you know, January, February, March, the restrictions will be lifted. That's my crystal ball.
For the couples who've moved to April or May, you'd be saying hold out for a while, is it?
I have had this question a lot in the last couple of weeks where I've had couples kind of going, we're thinking of moving our 2021 wedding, our June 2021 wedding to June 2022, which is absolutely fine. And there's no problem at all with it. But I think it's a little earnest at the moment to do that because your wedding is still 8 months away and you want to move it 2 years ahead.
Yeah.
Because every time I the computer, the software that I use, every time I put in a date for 2022, it's saying this date is 2 years in advance. Are you sure you want to make this date? And I think that's the question people have to kind of think. Do I really want to put my wedding off for 2 years? Because we're still in 2020.
Yeah, a lot can change in a couple of months too.
Yeah.
You know, like this all blew up really from March. Like an awful lot has happened in like about 9 or 10 months, you know. So another 3 or 4 months, hopefully.
I get the impression as well that the hotels are, like last year when this all blew up, I think the hotels did everything they could to help people. This year, they're thinking kind of more long term and they're kind of going, okay, if we lock ourselves in for all these plan Bs, are we doing ourselves justice? Are we going to have enough capacity for 2022 for new brides?
That's a lot of
couples that haven't even set their date yet.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, because every time you get locked in for a plan B as a backup, that's another date you can't sell then. As a hotel or a band or photographer or whatever. You kind of have to gauge that too. I'd be the same, just kind of I'd wait and see, and then maybe in January, if things still look like they are, you could maybe consider moving then, you know. But
how are you looking for kind of like January, February, March? We'll say, what are you looking in regards to booked in, or it's not quite time
from about there's a few in kind of February, and then from March on it is busy from all the overspill from last year. So it just depends on whether they're all going to hold there or not. But I kind of say, look, my gut feeling would be there's no mad panic to move. So hold off till maybe after Christmas, forget about it. And then in January, if things like that don't look any better, maybe then consider moving or talk to your suppliers. And put a plan B in place. So what have you been doing?
Keep calm and get married. That's the key word. Keep calm and get married.
What have you been doing with all your spare time? Or have you had any spare time?
You know, my Trump impressions and the fingers and all that. I've been catching up on work. There's still a lot of work kind of in the pipeline that I still need to get done. There's been a lot of commercial stuff at the moment. We've moved into property photography. You know yourself, we say you're doing the video.
A few jobs.
So we do a bit of kind of photography and videography and virtual tours and stuff for the property market. So that has taken off. Looks like there's a lot of people moving west, which is good. But it's an emerging market. It's something that we fell into a little bit. I know from the video point of view, it's taken off from your side. We'll say there is a lot of interest in the video.
Like property videos are massive in the States and that, but it never really took off here. But I think now people need it. Like, it helps to sell any property without having to travel, you know, especially in the current climate.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference. Like, we'll say if you have somebody who is selling a house and they, you know, the person can literally can see the, you know, the internals of the house and see it from kind of a, wide angle view, rather than actually from a smartphone. And even the virtual tour thing has taken off dramatically, where people can really walk around the house. That's a big thing now. These are the things, like we say, you've the next 6 weeks where people can't go visiting houses because of the lockdown. They can do it at home. So it works quite well.
So, well, yeah, from the video side as well, there is a few jobs, but it's kind of held up just with this this second lockdown. So there'll be a few jobs in before Christmas. But it's still, look, you know, my approach is always things could be worse. You know, you just have to kind of have to slightly adapt if you can, you know, and maybe have another little thing building up on the side. And like the weddings, I've no doubt they will come back. I'm not planning in my head that they're coming back in March. Just in case, you know, so
I still have five for this year.
Well, you know what I mean, like in general, that the usual, that will be returning to normal business in March. Hopefully we will, but I don't think like that, in case you know.
But do you think that they'll go back to the level they were, where we had 300 people at a wedding or bigger, or do you think it's going to be weddings where there's only going to be, you know, 100 people max?
I don't know. I think some of the bigger weddings that were happening, I think that they were because of maybe kind of pressure, you know, that they felt they had to invite people. So there's a bit of an opening now for people that would prefer a smaller wedding. You know, I don't think they'll feel under pressure to invite all the neighbors and all the cousins and all that they don't like, because, you know, because of the trend that has kind of started. But then there'll be, you know, this, you know yourself, sometimes you get a groom that might play football or something, and he's inviting all the teams, and, you know, there's 300 people at the wedding. That'll still happen, you know, when it opens up. But
you also have to look at the other scenario, where you have people who will go, should I go to this wedding? You know,
until there's vaccines,
a level of
and everything,
nervousness
of
the guests and stuff like that, going, you know, I've got elderly at home, maybe I shouldn't be putting myself in this situation, you know. So I think people will find that it's going to be uncertain for the next couple of months at least anyway. But I don't think, like, it gone is the day where, you know, you had to invite people, whereas during the current climate, you're in a scenario where people, if they don't get invited, they're not, you know,
you just pick your favorite 25.
That's the hardest part. You know, and the other thing, actually, a lot of people didn't realize, was, say, there was an argument going on for so long about 25 had to include the suppliers. That all has been corrected,
hasn't it? It doesn't include the suppliers.
And that makes sense, you know.
Yeah. And even with the latest restrictions, they had a list on the website saying who can be allowed. And they said photographer, but that actually includes a videographer as well. The videographer is allowed to be there. It's kind of the same thing.
No, it doesn't. No.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Or just scrap the photographer and get a video. Take some stills of it. But no, on our side, I suppose, there's no music, no dancing, no bands, no hair and makeup, which, that was...
Okay, that's one area I don't understand. Okay, it doesn't make sense to me that you can have the sound system in the hotel playing background music, but you can't have a band playing background music.
I got this question the other day because I had a couple that were asking me about it, and I wasn't sure. Can you have a DJ if there's no dancing and he just sets up a sound system like that to play background music?
Don't know.
You know,
you'd be more in the know about this than I would, but I would assume it is okay, because what's the difference? Well, okay, and this is,
well, yeah,
is,
yeah, I suppose you could argue
do a lot more than literally pressing a button, but my argument is I know I'm just opening it, I'm just digging a hole here.
DJs
obviously do a lot more than that. No, my point is that we'll say
you use autofocus, Richard, do you?
Do I? Yes, yeah.
Same thing, yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. But my point is, what's the difference between, you know, the hotel staff pressing a button to play background music and a DJ playing a song?
I know
the DJ does a lot more and he's got more equipment and stuff like that, and there's more thought put into it. But what I'm saying is, when it comes down to it, it's basically two sound systems playing a song.
You probably would be allowed to get a DJ in to play background music, as long as there's no dancing. I'd imagine. I think the no dance floor. Yeah, the no dance.
Sit at a table with two decks and just play there.
Yeah. So and as on the big picture, then any positives out of this whole thing for you?
I had two weddings recently, and I absolutely loved them because I had so much more time with my couples. So for example, one of the weddings, and I'm hoping to put photographs out recently. I'm hoping to put out photographs this weekend of the wedding. I was talking to the bride this morning about this, but I literally had a bride who was literally doing full gallop across Streeta Beach on her horse in her wedding dress. Okay. And the literally the sand lifting from the horse's feet and everything. It was just a magical photograph.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I'd be able to do that. Like a lot of couples would have been, especially brides, would have been quite nervous about jumping on a horse with their wedding dress.
If I was prepared, if I was prepared there now and you had permission, this is where I'd put that picture on the screen, but I'm not there yet. It's first live broadcast, yeah.
Yes, we'll get there. We'll get there. I'm hoping I have to show the bride has gotten her photographs, but I've asked her if I could put some photographs up online, and she just wants, which is always the case.
Yeah.
And it's always, I recommend with every couple that they should kind of get a first preview before any of their photographs get put up online.
Yeah.
But I know this is one of the photographs that she would love to see online.
Yeah. And what about at home then with the family? Have you got some extra time at weekends?
Sorry, I lost you there for a minute. You said something about time.
Extra time at the weekends. I know I have. I've got a load of DIY jobs.
It's cool. I kind of, the one thing we have found is we started off with the lockdown where we were playing video, you know, we'd play board games and card games and a whole lot. And now at this stage, we're all kind of going, right, we'll do our own thing. One of us is watching something else.
There'll be no novelty in Christmas now because...
Well, I'm hoping it will come back to that, like over Christmas, I think. And tomorrow's a big day, Halloween, so we'll do loads of stuff, Halloween style stuff tomorrow. So that's kind of the weekends is a bit weird. It's waking up on a Saturday and kind of going, for those split seconds, you wake up and you're kind of going, have I got a wedding today?
Have I
a wedding today? Or, you know, it's that kind of nightmare every Saturday morning. You kind of wake up and going, okay.
You're a bit nervous. I'm always a bit nervous about 9 o'clock that the phone will ring. Where are you? I'm like, what? You know, it hasn't happened yet.
You're off the phone. So, you know, I'd have to look that I'm a wedding this weekend for that.
We have a message in from Eilish Egan.
Hey, Eilish. Yeah, we're still alive.
Still alive, yeah, in Sligo.
Very good.
And of course, Eilish is it Ballina Blossoms?
Ballina Blossoms.
She's doing flowers.
That's the look with her shop. It's gorgeous. I've seen some of the stuff she's put up. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I met Eilish at the, you were there as well. We met at the Ocean Sands wedding fair there two weeks ago. So that was great fun, kind of catching up with everybody. I think that's the thing I miss the most is kind of meeting up with suppliers, you know, because we normally meet them at weddings and, you know, you'd be chatting about everything and the whole lot. And it was like when we met, like at the wedding expo, everybody's wearing masks, and then it took a second or two to kind of recognize everybody. But it was also a case of everybody's like, "So, any news?"
Yeah, I think that day in the Ocean Sands Wedding Fair, I spent more time talking to suppliers than couples because I hadn't seen anyone in so long. It was it was nice to.
But I thought it was a good wedding fair because she had coordinated with all the couples to come in at certain times.
Yeah.
So normally with a wedding expo, we're bombarded by, you know, different couples at the same time, and you're trying to talk to two or three people at the same time, and it was just lovely to be able to spend time with each couple and go through things and make sure they were happy with everything, you know.
And how are you you're still like taking on new bookings, obviously. What's the trend there?
Quite busy.
Is it 22?
2022. I still have one or two coming in for 21, but most are 2022 coming in at the moment. Which is great to see. I think people are planning ahead. You still will get some for 2021. I think everybody's looking kind of a year in advance. So normally this time, 2021.
Yeah.
So it kind of works in that order. But 2022 is the main ones. So which is good. It's great to see kind of people are planning at least a year and a bit in advance of this. And I think the latest scenario has kind of caused that, you know.
Yeah, I got a new one for September 21 in Belfast there the other day, which is cool. So yeah, and look, we're hoping everything will be sorted out by then. What's Ailish saying? Thanks, guys. I'll let Mrs. McDermott and Mrs. McCarthy know you have my number. Yeah, my wife doesn't like flowers.
No.
Yeah.
No, so mine hates flowers too, yeah.
Yeah, you won't be getting any custom there, Ailish.
No. Sorry.
So that's it, Richard. Thanks for just checking in with you. Where can people find out more information about Richard McCarthy Photography? For corporate work or weddings?
Yeah, so this year gave me time to kind of amalgamate all the different kind of areas of business. So they're all on the richardmccarthy.ie now. So
there's a new customer straight away.
No, that's my wife.
Looking for
flowers. yeah, you can find me mostly on richardmccarthy.ie.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to find me. And everything's on there.
That's great. Okay, well, cool. That's it. Thanks for coming on and talking to us. And to everyone else out there, thanks for watching. And yeah, I'll be checking in with more suppliers. Might give Ailish a call tomorrow.
See how
she's getting on. And yeah, if you could share this video, that would be great. And we'll talk to everybody soon. So thanks very much.
This episode of The Wedding Band Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to hear more. Don't forget to rate and review our show so we can bring you more great content. See you on the next episode.